Meditation of Freedom. We must meditate upon the soul, the effulgent spirit, the self which dwells within. Even when we feel the afflictions of the body, the bondage, the limitations, we must establish our mind again and again upon that which is part of the Great Spirit, that which is ever free, mukta, which can never be bound by the fetters of maya or illusion. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus the Christ. Soul is free, body is not. Those who bind themselves with thoughts of the flesh never know freedom. They are always afraid. Afraid of loss, afraid of ills, afraid of all kinds of things. Let us rise up and fix our gaze on the brightness of the soul, on that shining one, then we shall find our liberation. Liberation does not come through shifting our location in order to get away from certain conditions that are harassing us. We do not escape that way. We merely go into greater difficulties. True liberation is gained only through consciousness of the Spirit. Spirit alone is always free. In the Upanishads, it is stated by the wise that the self is like the ether, all-pervading. It is like the sun, it cannot be contaminated. You do not say, the sun must not shine upon this, it is unclean. The sun shines upon all things, and what is unclean, it purifies. So in the light of the radiant spirit, all our fears and misgivings and brooding thoughts fall away. There are moments when we realize how potent the Spirit is. Let us make that realization constant. Then these things that bind us now will bind us no more. They will lose their power over us. Let us try to visualize the Spirit that dwells within us, that it is ever free, never bound. It is not the body, and it cannot have the afflictions of the body. It is not the mind, and it cannot have the distress and unhappiness of the mind. It is like the ether, subtle though imperceptible, yet most potent. Let us thus free our mind from the fetters of the physical and realize in silence, in solitude of unbroken meditation, that this indwelling spirit is pure, spotless, untainted by sin and sorrow, and ever free.